than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart.
If you can declare tonight, you're big. know he's an opposer, so he's not gonna tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger. Great in all the earth, for I know.
Jacqueline Carr here on Sounds of Praise, and you're bigger. Jonathan Wilburn coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, and this is Calvary's Cross.
That silhouette of sadness upon Golgotha's hill is a monument of mercy, the cross where Christ was killed, a symbol of his suffering forever lifted high, an emblem of redeeming love for all mankind. My only hope, my only claim is Calvary's cross, Calvary's cross. I glory each crimson stain on Calvary's cross, Calvary's cross. For it was on that cross he died, the Lamb of God was crucified, the debt of sin was satisfied for all on Calvary's cross.
When I see his battered body suspended even now, my shame upon his shoulders, my thorns upon his brow,
the rugged tree that held him there becomes a sacred place. When I was lost, he made the cross into a bridge of grace. My only hope, my only claim is Calvary's cross.
My only hope, my only claim.
Jonathan Wilburn here on Sounds of Praise and Calvary's Cross. 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. To lead us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, Tremaine Hawkins and the late Mahalia Jackson, and I found the answer. I learned to pray.
Now let me tell you a story of someone sad and lonely. All their hopes were gone. Their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to guide me. I found the way. The sun is in the darkness, I could not find the way. But then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care. With faith to guide me, I found the
the day and night never ceasing, but with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the King,
say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Bye.
that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to call on the name of the Lord. We are still praying for those individuals in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence, who are still displaced from their homes. I understand that nearly two-thirds of the gas piping lines have been restored, but until, I guess, the entire system is restored and tested, they aren't allowing anyone to return to their homes. So these people have been displaced, and those who have been able to get into their homes, they're still missing a lot of things because of the fact that the power has been off for so long. So we're praying that God's going to minister in that situation as well, and also for the people who have been impacted by Hurricane Florence and Hurricane Michael. A lot of them have lost everything and are in shelters and are seeking help from the government. But we're praying that God's going to minister in those disastrous situations as well. The people in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence, and also the people who have been impacted by Hurricane Michael and Hurricane Florence, or other hurricanes as well. Also, we're praying for B.B. looking for God's healing for his knees. He's looking for God to continue to do the work and complete the work in bringing healing to his knees. And we're praying for E. E is facing the possibility of cataract surgery in the near future. We're praying that God's going to go before her and give her complete deliverance as well. And there's also Michelle of Medford, who is facing surgery possibly on her eye as she goes to see the doctor this Monday. Praying that God's going to continue to minister on her behalf and deliver her from smoking and touch her back, and also allow her to go to church in the very near future. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, there are so many things taking place in our world, but we know that you are there, you are in control, and we're trusting you and looking to you to bring the victory, bring the deliverance, bring the strength, bring whatever is needed in the lives of those people who have been out of their home for so long up here in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence. As the weather gets colder, those who have been disrupted from being able to go to their jobs and various other things, who are living in hotels and whatever places that are suitable and available to them. Pray, O Lord, you would minister in each and every life, each and every situation. Even one person lost their life, Lord, during the explosions and fires in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence. And there are many who lost their lives in the hurricanes and the flooding that's taking place. I saw him on the news, flooding in Texas. We pray, O Lord, you would minister in each and every one of those situations. Bring them your healing. Bring them your deliverance. Bring them your provision. Whatever is going on in their life that's negative, we pray you would counteract that, Lord, because you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. So we're standing in the gap, interceding in their behalf, praying you would strengthen them. They might look to you. And may many be born into the kingdom through the situation that they realize they need to trust in you as never before. And we thank you in advance for you able to turn all things which seem upsetting and frustrating into something that's good, because you can do all things well. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for B, looking for God's healing on his knees, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, pray you would touch your servant from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let your healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And may he be blessed and strengthened and encouraged to go forward in you. May his life be a greater testimony in the days which are ahead, because of all you're going to accomplish in and through his life, so that many might come to know you as personal Lord and Savior, and many might be strengthened and encouraged to go forward as you utilize him to bring the truth of your gospel into countless numbers of lives, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for E, who's facing cataract surgery, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, We know what the doctors can do, but we know that you are the great physician. We pray that you would go ahead of her and touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. May a great victory be accomplished in and through her life, because you are the healing Christ, and by your stripes may she receive your healing, and may she be a greater testimony in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, who's also facing the possibility of eye surgery, pray you administer her life as well. Give her your healing, give her your touch, give her your deliverance, give her your strength. May her faith not fail. May she continue to look to you, because you brought her this far, and we know you're able to do all things well. And so we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish as you deliver her not only from the eye problem, but the back problem, and deliver her from smoking, and make it possible for her to attend church in the very near future, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V, B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can write to me at, you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can call our office number, no one there right now, but leave your message, 781-648-5158. And I'll bring that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests, your praise report before God's throne. You may say, well, why do I need to send out my praise report? I'm looking for answers to prayer and I got it. Yes, but hearing what God has done in the life of someone else is a great source of blessing to those who are still holding on, trusting God. And the message is that if he's done it for someone else, he can do it in your life as well. Okay, 7:30 here on WMFO 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube, and can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. Okay, continuing with more great gospel music. We started this about four, maybe a month and a half ago or so, during the Aretha Franklin and James Cleveland program. And we're going to call this the old landmark. We go back and pull something out of the files way back from way, way, way back. We're going to bring you the New England Spiritual Ensemble and their version of the old landmark. And then we're going to hear from the Bishop Paul S. Morton Sr. and the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Mass Choir and Let It Rain here on Sounds of Praise.
Back to the old landmark.
Now let us all.
sing.
Sing the old time.
Let us
bring our voices.
And then we gotta shout.
Shout the old time.
Let us
bring our voices.
In the old time.
Old time
the harmony
beat
will be
sweeter.
When you start,
sing.
They'll be
bring
they
it.
Will be
ring, ring, ring out in your soul.
Let us go down.
Down to the river.
In the old time.
In the old time.
Let
wind.
Us go down.
Down to the river.
In the old time.
In the old time.
Let us go down.
Down to the river.
In the old time.
Old time wind.
Sons and
daughters.
Buried in the
water.
Coming up.
Shouting.
Nobody.
Shouting.
Everybody.
Important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Yeah. but I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
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 Full gospel come to tell you it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Can I just thank you for the rain, Lord? Can I just thank you for the rain? Can I just thank you for the rain? Come on, say it all, babe.
Our old landmark song, Bishop Paul S. Morton Sr. in the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Mass Choir, and Let It Rain. And this is C.C. Winans and Peace from God.
When the night is dark, when your land is dry, rain only falls from your eyes, take a little peace from God. Take a little peace from God, and a river you'll find. It's yours for the taking, so just take a little peace
C.C. Winans here on Sounds of Praise and Peace from God. What salvation does, it provides you with the peace of God and peace with God. And if you have not had that experience in your life, you can come to Him right now at the Tri-State Mass Choir. Is going to sing and pray that you enter into the salvation gift of Almighty God. But like I always say, God doesn't take any prisoners. He opens the door of salvation and you can enter in, but He's not going to force you. He's not going to twist your arm. He's not going to make you. But if you recognize that there's something missing in your life, you heard the singers, you heard the music, you've heard some of the people testify during their songs of what God has done in their life, and that's to lead you to the recognition that they have something that you don't have. But we can't force you. We can't make you. We will not do that, even if we could. You know, it has to be a willing decision on your part. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But we can lead you in prayer. And I'm going to ask you to repeat these words after me as a prayer to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation alive in your life this very moment. This very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the music on the program today, and I don't have peace with You. I don't have the peace that You provide that allows me to live victoriously in this life. I heard the story of Calvary, but I've never responded. But I'm coming to You now, asking You to minister powerfully in my life, allowing me to be the person that You would have me to be, that Jesus died on the cross in payment for all my sin so that I might live peacefully and joyfully and powerfully in and through His great sacrifice in my behalf. So I'm coming this day asking You, Lord, to make me Your child. Cleanse me from all my sin, all my unrighteousness, and make me the person that You call me to be, to the glory and praise of Your name, is my prayer in Jesus' name, and for His praise and for His glory. Amen. If you repeat that word, those words to God, you're saved. And if you've done that, we want to know about it because we have some material we want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money, although you need to allow God to direct you as to what church you should become involved in so you can continue to grow in Him. We're not going to be selling your name and address for some of the group's mailing lists. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And if you've done that, please give me a call. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we're going to be trusting that God's going to work powerfully in your behalf and bring you all of the benefits that are in all a part of His salvation gift to you. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can get that material from us by writing to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 150, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net, and we'll send the material I said out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, 7:52 here on Psalms of Praise. Hopefully you've given your life to the Lord so he can send you that material, help you to grow in your new life in him, and encourage you to know that now you belong to God. William McDowell, Jonathan Stockdale, and Brian Courtney Wilson, and I'm yours here on Sounds of Praise.
Jesus, we love. Call his name.
Yes, before God asks the question.
That's good. Yes, God.
Whatever you ask. believers in the song, Lord, say that prayer, say that to God. Whatever you ask of me.
Use me, Father.
There's somebody that would say this to the Lord. Whatever you ask of me.
Whatever you ask.
Oh God,
I belong to you.
Can we let the world know what surrender sounds like? Whatever you ask of me.
Whatever you ask of me. I surrender.
I surrender. Lord, whatever you ask of me.
Whatever you ask of me.
Generation, as you position us for a great move, whatever you ask of me.
Whatever you ask of me, I surrender.
My heart, my mind, everything, Lord.
Okay, that was Willie McDowell, Jonathan Stockdale, and Brian Courtney Wilson with I'm Yours. 7:59 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to pack the bag and move out until next Sunday, Lord willing, at 5 a.m. We'll be back here doing it again as we feature gospel with a southern flavor. Hopefully you'll be here to listen. Hopefully I'll be here to bring it to you. But if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, Bishop William Murphy III, and forever at your feet. Here on Sounds of Praise. God bless.